Okay, one of the items on the list was to discuss whether one has to wash his hands with a kli after using the facilities, after using the restroom. You'll find in many yeshivas that they have washing cups by the bathrooms. So is that a requirement to use a washing cup? Do you have to wash three times after leaving the bathroom? One time, do you have to wash at all after leaving the bathroom? Well, presumably you have to wash something after leaving the bathroom. So what is the issue over here? So in general, netilas yadayim is a confusing thing in halacha, because there are many different reasons why one might have to do netilas yadayim in many different contexts, and the rules change depending on why you're doing the netilas yadayim. So there are four possible reasons why one might have to do netilas yadayim. We have to see which ones apply over here after using the bathroom. One possible reason is cleanliness. You have something dirty on your hands, you need to clean your hands. If that's the case, it's got nothing to do with the kli, it's got nothing to do with koch gavra, three times, none of this business, or two times, three times, it wouldn't make any bit of difference. In terms of that, adraba, you would just want some warm water, some soap, and that would do the best job in terms of cleanliness. A second possible reason is Tumas Yadayim. This is a concept midrabanan, does not exist on a daraisa level. On a daraisa level, if a person is tameh, his entire body is tameh. If he's tar, his entire body is tar. There's no such thing as tumas yadayim. But midrabanan, the rabbanan instituted this notion that your hands can become tameh. And the Gemara tells us, based on the Mishnayos, tell us that you do two netilos to be matar from tumas yadayim. That the first netila, if it's not a massive amount of water, the water itself can become tameh, so you don't want it to drip back down on your fingers, so you do a second netila, you would dafka use a kli, or you could dip your hands in a mikvah, but that's a little more annoying to have a mikvah outside of every restroom. So you would dafka use a kli to do a netila sidaim if it were an issue of tumah. Then there's an issue of ruach ra. A person wakes up in the morning and there's a ruach ra that's shora al yadav. Some type of, I don't know how to translate that in English, some type of negative spiritual force. It is not something physical. You cannot see a ruach ra, nor is it tumah. It's not a gezer of tumah in terms of rishon sheni being metame truma, that kind of thing. It's a ruach ra. If you touch chulin, regular food, with a ruach ra in your hand, it's problematic. A person doesn't do netilas yadayim in the morning should not be touching food. So this is an issue of ruach ra that is independent of tumah. Now we know when we wake up in the morning, we use a kli, we wash three times. So apparently to remove a potent ruach ra, you need to do a significant amount of washing. But then, even within ruach ra, there's a question of, okay, but is every ruach ra the same? Are there some ruach ras that are considered to be more severe and potent ruach ras that might require three netilos with a kli, others that maybe don't require all those qualifications? For example, so we'll see. And the fourth reason why one might want to wash is because he's about to engage in a holy activity, that as a preparation for some action of Kedusha, one might want to wash their hands. Now, where in Shas, do we find anywhere in Shas a chiyuv to wash one's hands after going to the bathroom? The only place in Shas that we have it in terms of a halachic statement is a Mishnah in Yuma Daf Chav Ches. The Mishnah in Yuma says that after going Gedolim, the Kohen is Tovel in a mikvah, and after Ketanim, he washes from the Kiyor, and then he goes back to his Avoda. However, that might only be about serving in the Beis HaMikdash, that he needs to clean himself off really, really well because he's about to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. The Sugya and Yuma of their Chavtes and Beis, Laman HaMinalev, makes it pretty clear that the purpose of the washing is to remove anything that might have gotten on his hands, because the Gemara asks, I understand his legs he needs to wash because of nitzotzos, and that would be disrespectful to the avodah with nitzotzos on his legs, but why is he washing his hands? And Gemara says, because of shivshuf. There seems to be that there's an assumption that the whole purpose of washing is because of something that's actually physically there. And if there's nothing physically there, there would be no chiv to wash. The Tos Yishanim quotes Rabbeinu Tam over there, that if the Kohen actually remained clean after Meir Glaim, then there's no need to wash. Nevertheless, if you're a grun, Siman Dalid points out that there are a number of sources in Shas that indicate that they used to wash after going to the bathroom, even when they weren't in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav tells that Rava, when there was a machlokas in the Gemara over there, whether you say one bracha on tefillin in the morning, or you say a new bracha every single time. You put on, you take off tefillin to go to the bathroom, put them back on, you say a new bracha each and every time. So the Gemara over there, just parenthetically, just mentions how Rava would say a new bracha, but it says that he went to the bathroom, and then he washed his hands, and then he made a bracha, and he put on his tefillin. Ooh, he washed his hands. What does that have to do with anything? But it throws it in there. Sounds like there's some sort of halacha that he's got to wash his hands. Gemara Baba Kama, first part of Yud Zayin. Also, says Rabbi Yochanan, used to have people would follow him around asking him shailas all day. If you remember, Rabbi Yashua Zichron Levracha, who used to walk like the 10 steps from the shul to the little golf cart that would take him away, and just people peppering him with shailas the whole time as he's walking. So Gemara said Rabbi Yochanan had a similar experience, except it was even worse. When he went into the bathroom, they continued to shout shailas at him while he was in the bathroom, and he wouldn't respond while he was in the bathroom. He would go out, he'd wash his hands, he'd make a bracha, put on his tefillin, and then he would respond to the shailas. But again, washing that. Now, those might have been personal chumras. It might be because they were about to do something like putting on tefillin, so one needs to wash for those things. Or it might have just been a statement of cleanliness, and that's the only reason that it was done. So why taka do we wash after going to the bathroom? So cleanliness davar pashut. That for sure, one should wash for the sake of cleanliness, but if that's the only reason we wash after going to the bathroom, there would be no reason to use a kli, no reason for koach gavra, no reason for any more than one time. It could be a preparation for Asher Yatzar, because we're also about to engage in some Kedusha, but it doesn't seem very likely that that's the reason, because there are mayor brachos, a person says every day, and we don't find that we have to wash our hands before each and every bracha. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Dalet, Sivkatan Mem, adds an idea that has major ramifications, and he says that he thinks it's because of Ruach Ra in the bathroom. And therefore, even if you didn't actually use the facilities, you just went into the place that has Ruach Ra'a there, you have to wash your hands. Major ramifications. Whether you need a kli and you need three times is still up for debate, because the Ruach Ra'a in the bathroom may not be the same Ruach Ra'a that you wake up with in the morning, but it would come out, Rav Vadya writes in Yabiyom Erchel Gimel or Chaim Semen Aleph Os Yud, that you can touch food after leaving the Beis HaKisei because it's not as bad of a Ruach Ra. Meaning again, if it's a Ruach Ra, L'chor should have all the dinim of Ruach Ra, but maybe Rav Vadya points out it's a modified Ruach Ra. But even if one goes to the bathroom and didn't relieve himself, this Ruach Ra applies, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Tzitz Eliezer and Chelek Zayin Semen Beis points out that even if you just stuck your hand in the bathroom, it might be a problem. Bia b'miksa shma bia, you put your hand in the bathroom, and then the hand maybe got the Ruach Ra. Rav Vadya, Yabi Omer Chel Gimel Or Chaim Siman Aleph, says that no, there's no Ruach Ra when you stick your hand in the bathroom. You have to be present. And he's actually not sure la halacha nowadays if a person walks into the bathroom and walks out, but doesn't, he just went in to brush his teeth or something. He didn't use the facilities, whether he actually would require an Atilas Yadayim. Now, the problem with this approach, that there is a Ruach Ra, the Mishnah in Yuma didn't mention anything about Ruach Ra, and also the later poskim have a whole discussion, what exactly is the status of our bathrooms? Our bathroom, are our bathrooms really, there are some poskim that say, the Beis Kisei de Parsai, they talk about in the Gemara, where the Parsam came up with this brilliant idea, where you could build it on an angle, where as soon as you go to the bathroom, the Tzoa doesn't stay there, it just sort of falls away. So they say, no, our bathrooms are worse, because you have to flush before the tzoa goes away. It doesn't say that. But come on, really? Are our bathrooms... I don't know what the Beis Kisei de Parsai looked like, but I would bet they didn't look, they didn't have marble tiles, and they didn't smell like roses and whatever, all the... It's hard to imagine that our bathrooms... I guess it depends on the bathroom, if what our bathroom is. If it's a porta potty outside a giant stadium, some of the stomach's got plenty of Ruach Ra. But if it's, the $100,000, master suite bathroom in the mansion in Lawrence or whatever, so then maybe it has a different kind of a Ruach Ra. It's, people, you can never leave. You could live your whole life in that bathroom. It's hard to imagine that it has the same type of ruach ra. So what do the poskim actually say? I mentioned the Mishabru thinks that there is ruach ra in the bathroom, but you have to figure out whether, so later poskim are not so convinced that we have to apply ruach ra to our bathrooms. Aruch HaShulchan thinks it's not even an issue. Aruch HaShulchan Siman Zayin doesn't even raise the issue of Ruach Ra, doesn't even raise the issue of washing with a kli. He says it's a nice chumrah to wash three times, but he doesn't even bring up the issue of washing with a kli. He says if you're clean, so it's a minhag to wash for cleanliness. If you're not clean, you wash for cleanliness, and if you are clean, it's a minhag to wash anyway, or a minhag to wash for the preparation of Asher Yatzar. So that's all. You just wash your hands and make sure you're clean. Yalkut Yosef, Chel Gimel, page 96, and Rav Tzion Abba Shaul in Or Letzion Chel Beis, page 25, say there's no need for a kli. In fact, Rav Tzion Abba Shaul, it says in Or Letzion, they had a kli when they had a kli by the sink, he wouldn't use it. Yidavka wanted to show that it's not, there's no inyan of Ruach Ra here, there's no need for, and even if there is, there's no need for a kli. The Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, and Minchas Yitzchak, Chel Keis, and Tzadi Vav, also thinks la halacha one doesn't require a kli, but he says it's a nice chumrah to have a kli. And in fact, Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes that it was a chumrah that the Chazanish kept to have a kli, and that's probably why it became popular in yeshivas. Chazanish chumras became popular in yeshivas in general. But it's just important to note in the Sefer Taima Dekra, where he quotes that chumrah the Chazanish, it's quoted along with a bunch of other chumras that the Chazanish had, such as eating shalashudas on Yantiv, not looking at pictures on Shabbos, telling women who are in their ninth month of pregnancy that they have to stay within walking distance of a hospital for Shabbos, and a lot of other chumras Chazanish had that maybe aren't as popular as washing with a kli. In Halicha Shlomo, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Chelek Aleph, on page 249, points out that he also recommended using a kli as a hidur. Again, Meikra Din, very hard to say you need a kli, but as a hidur to use a kli. Rabbi Zivotofsky has a whole article about this, and he points out that there's only one thing that doesn't make sense. There's only one, meaning it makes sense if you have a minhag, you want to use a kli three times, that's fine. You don't want to use a kli, also fine. All the minhag makes sense. There's only one minhag that doesn't make sense, and that is to have a kli in the bathroom. Right, to wash with the sink in the bathroom with a kli. Why? The only reason you would need a kli is because you hold Ruach Ra. Ruach Ra is not a din in going to the bathroom. It's not a din in how dirty you are. It's not a din in using the facilities. It's a din in being present in the room. So if you hold that there's a Ruach Ra, it's Tovel V'Sher, it's Biyado. You're washing, and then right away, the Ruach Ra is Shor Al Yadayim again. So that's the only thing that doesn't make sense. I don't know about the other bathroom. The Rebbe's bathroom does have a kli in it. I'm not sure what the other bathroom also. So I'm not sure what the svara is. I wasn't sure like the first few days. Like, am I not frum if I don't use it? Like, I don't know. So, but l'chora, he's right. That minhag l'chora doesn't make sense. Okay.